And you know, it would be so nice, be such an honor and a privilege if we as believers can get real with each other. It would be so nice if we could get real with each other. That what I am standing before you and you sitting there, I'll be that when I walk in my bedroom. Bishop. And when I can't hear you, you old sorry, he thank you. I'm just using for example. I know none of y'all know that city. But if we could be real,
yes, sir.
That if anybody say anything about you, I tell them you better shut up because you don't know what you're talking about. No, but too many off over in that. Yeah, child. What else do you hear?
Yeah, what else?
And that ain't the gospel. That ain't helping people. Picking out your faults and my faults ain't helping people. That word there. And I vow to God, and I'm vowing to you, the remaining of my days on this earth, I will preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will spare no pain when it comes to preaching the gospel. I will not be a person who judge and ridicule people, but I'm going to preach the loving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes the enemy will deceive us so we think we're doing right. Amen. Then we know deep down inside we're not doing right. When we're just trying to do our own thing, come when we want to and do like we want to do, then we want God's blessing. No. You heard what I asked you to do. Y'all know it. Y'all know it so well. Y'all, it's a shame the way y'all act on Wednesday night. It's just a downright ungodly. It's just ungodly the way you've been taught. For you to act like that. But you think I'm going to stop living for God? Don't think I'm going to stop preaching or doing whatever God told me to do? No. I'm going to keep loving. Because maybe one day your eyes will come open.
Amen.
But I hope it don't come open too late, because when you come back, there ain't going to be no seat for you. There's somebody out there in that world want to hear what I have to say.
Amen.
I want y'all to hear that. You know what? The Holy Ghost going to get me and them together. Because I ain't going to stop praying.
All right.
I ain't going to stop believing. I ain't going to stop confessing.
Amen.
And they're going to rise up and they're going to take possession of what's theirs in this earth before they leave. And they're going to live the life and they're going to glorify the King. They're going to glorify the King of Kings. And they're going to be a people that worship. You don't have to beg and raise their hand. There's something wrong with people when you have to ask them to raise their hand.
Okay.
Your own spirit ought to tell you your hands ought to be up praising God. Okay. Something wrong with you if somebody had to beg you and then you won't raise them. Yeah, you know what? I didn't forget. Listen to me. I'm close. I didn't forget, and I won't forget. I didn't forget, and I won't forget. I'm not the only preacher on this earth.
Yes, sir.
If I can't obey God, He got plenty more that He can find. But you are not going to be my problem.
Okay.
You got to preach up.
Did y'all hear what I said? Y'all can smile at me, you can frown at me. I'm going to love you, and I do. I'm not going to put on no front. I'm going to love you. But I'm going to tell you the truth in love. Not to condemn you, not to criticize you, not to put you down, but to tell you the truth so you can grow up.
Yes, sir.
Because the truth is what set men free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not me beating you up and telling you what you ought to do and what this how sorry you are. That ain't going to help you.
No, sir.
What's going to help you? Get that word in you.
Amen.
And that word start living in you. That's what's going to help you. And you find out you are successful. You are prosperous. You are loved. God is your strength. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I helped anybody else, but I didn't get anyway. I'm just gonna close my pad. And stay tuned, because we are pausing for station identification.
Amen.
We'll be back with Act 2. He said, what's Act 2? That's part 2. Who are you? Some of you scared to say. I say, who are you?
A believer.
I am a believer. And what do I do?
I
believe God. Huh? Who do I believe?
God.
I believe God. What did God say? I'm the Lord. I change not. I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. The Lord thy God that fulfilled the number of your day. The Lord God that gives you eternal life. The Lord God. That is light. And in him is no darkness at all. We're going there. We're going.